This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a, what is it, Ken? Wednesday? Is that right?
It is Wednesday.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Close enough. And we want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Well, I want to start off briefly, by the way. I'm Kevin Keith, and that's Ken Hartman over there. Yesterday, I was bragging here on Party Line about hoping to have WILO FM going the way that we wanted to have a good, crisp, clear, clean signal by 10:30. That was my goal. We had all the stuff. We had things talking to each other, and you know, we just thought we had to plug it in and get it out there. We've waited for this, and we seemed to find another chink in the armor there. And it was a chink in the armor that's about 150 feet up in the air. So not a one of us was ready to climb a tower and figure things out.
Yeah.
But not to bore anyone with anything, but we're still working on the good signal for 96.9 FM. And Russ Casper called me last night at home and gave me some good news that I'm just going to keep to myself. But we're hoping that with the next piece of equipment we put in for this, we're going to do away with some of the regular we've got. It's going to be one thing. It's a much more stronger, more powerful, dependable, reliable way to keep an FM signal on the air. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to be so happy about that. Now, maybe another, I'm hoping a week, but I don't know.
But if you come up with another situation, you won't be happy.
Shh, Ken, don't make me turn off that microphone.
I know.
Man.
I'll just give you a little preemption there.
Well, we did get our phone lines fixed Monday, and so you are welcome to call Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Was there any delays this morning with the fog?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to hear early.
Just yesterday.
Okay. So sunshine early here. Boy, it looks nice out there, don't it?
Just it's about 55 right now.
Coming across the prairie in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Patchy fog till midday. So this thick pea soup stuff is going to stick around.
Not here, it's not. I mean, certain areas it will, but not out here.
Yeah. Okay, good. With a high 75 today. And I tell you what, yesterday... you know, Mama always said dress for the weather, right? So I wore some, a long-sleeve shirt and jeans. I was burning up by 10 o'clock yesterday morning, man. I almost went home and changed. I live so close.
It really got nice, though, yesterday afternoon.
It was nice. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Now, if I had to complain a little bit, I'm just not a big fan of the sun being so bright and just bearing down because it got hot. Almost, yes. It was almost a bit too much for me.
It's called he's follically impaired like I am.
So. Yeah. I got a tan on the old noggin there.
Yeah, I did too from yesterday, too. So,
cloudy tonight, low 58. Cloudy tomorrow and a high 80. So even though it's 75, it might feel a little warmer than that,
yeah.
You know. So,
but, you know, it's I'd rather have this weather right now.
Me too.
Than what we've had, the real humid, hot stuff. Or, you know, because, you know, I'm just trying to keep it here as long as I can because we know supposedly what's coming.
Oh, yeah. We do know what's
coming. And I definitely don't want to deal with that.
56 now from WILO. We're going to talk about the senior fair in a moment, but while we're on the weather, over 1 million people on the southeastern seaboard are being ordered to evacuate as Hurricane Florence marches toward the Carolinas and Virginia. Whew, have you seen this thing?
I've seen it, but also it shifted.
It did.
It did shift here just recently. So now it's headed more towards South Carolina than it is North Carolina before it heads up the coast.
I saw the Today Show this morning at 7 o'clock. I was watching their headlines, and they said it could parallel the coast mm-hmm. for maybe a couple hours or something. And that would be, whew.
Well, but then also the amount of rain, this is going to be a humongous, and I do mean humongous rainmaker, because they are predicting now 40 inches of rain for this.
Government officials warning those who have been through storms before that this time is different.
Yeah.
And I also saw this morning. Florence could be the most expensive storm to hit the U.S. ever.
Yeah.
Property data analysis shows the hurricane could cause $170 billion worth of damage on the East Coast. About 760,000 homes and businesses could be damaged by high winds, storm surge, and flooding when Florence hits the Carolinas this week.
Well, the question always becomes is that why do you live? I know why you live on the coast, because it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
However, why do you live there from this standpoint? Most of it's built below sea level, mm-hmm. and it's very susceptible to a lot of winds and everything else. So why do you do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, because it's beautiful.
That's I know. Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, you take the bitter with the sweet, and it's going to be a lot of bitterness with this, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. They said even people who are driving inland, to like maybe Raleigh or something, right. They're still going to get pummeled with rain, you know.
Well, it's not so much the initial wind and surge and everything that you get. It's the flooding that comes with all this.
That's
what gets everybody. And that's what, you got to really be careful. That's why you need to get out of there when you can, because once it starts, you're not going to get out for a while. So it doesn't really matter how well prepared you are.
Yep. So we'll definitely wish them the best down there. And it seemed like most people are heeding the warning of officials. Party line, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry.
Kevin?
Yes, sir?
Your mama told you to dress for the weather, but she also told you to be sure you had the right clothes.
That's true. Yeah, she did. And
you can always hang a shirt or stuff up on the hook in the car and run out there and grab them and run to the restroom and put them on.
Well, I live close enough, Larry. I could just run home if I needed to. Change
my
clothes,
be back. That takes too much time.
You're right, and time is valuable to me. I did not have time to go home yesterday and change.
I'm just giving you a little bit of a hard time.
I understand. How are you this morning?
Every day I get up, I feel a little bit better.
Okay. Are you gonna make it out to the senior fair this year, Larry? You and
I don't forget. If I don't forget.
You better not forget. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
That don't mean I'm going to remember.
Hey, I might come pick you up.
And I've been talking to my doctor about taking that new pill they got that's supposed to help your short term memory.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks at me. You don't say a word, he just looks at me.
You probably take enough pills, don't you?
I do. I take too many anymore.
Yeah. Well, if there's any way we can help the process of getting you over to the senior fair, we'd love to see
you. My wife will run me out there. Come get me and run me out there.
Okay, good. Well, I might try to remind you a couple days in advance. And
okay.
We'll
how's everybody going to do on this hurricane?
Well, every indication that I've seen, even watching the Liberal Today show this morning, they were giving him some props for at least getting FEMA heading that way and declaring a disaster area, so that opens up federal money. I'm hoping it goes well,
Now, isn't that odd? A liberal station giving the president credit when a conservative radio station couldn't give the other president credit for anything.
Well, I wasn't here at that time, so I
I'm
can't
not
really
talking
speak.
About you guys.
Okay.
I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh and beating on his desk.
Yeah, he's got to entertain, though. He's got to slam the Democrats.
Then go to
understand, but what scares me is how many people believe everything he says.
Yeah. You got to just check it out. Check it out on your own.
One of the so-called liberal reporters was down in Florida and was showing a gentleman, proof that Obama had deported a bunch of illegals. And he called her a liar. So she showed it to him. And he said, well, I don't believe it. And now that's the problem.
Right.
You can show people facts, and if they don't want to believe it, they won't believe it. And I believe our fearless leader we have right now has got some of his base totally brainwashed.
Well, you've always got a few of those in every party, I think.
Yeah, we got Bernie Sanders has got a bunch of them too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good old Bernie. You know, feel the burn.
I heard a comment about how many liberals have come to believe in socialism, percentage wise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more now than there was a few years ago.
That's scary. I mean, the fact that Bernie Sanders ran basically as a socialist. I mean, with no, you know, he wasn't shy about it, was he?
No.
So he did that, and he beat Hillary in some primaries and stuff. You know,
yep.
He almost was the Democratic nominee. I mean,
he almost was.
We forget about that, and that's scary because he's out there shouting socialism and all these Democrats, man.
You know what's scary to me?
What?
XYZ Corporation goes bankrupt and the CEO gets $100 million severance pay.
Yeah, I hate that.
And that's why the liberals, a bunch of these young liberals, I'm talking about the young ones, mm-hmm. are going towards socialism because they're out there working their tail off. Corporation goes bankrupt, they get nothing, and the CEO gets $100 million bonus.
Yep.
And to them, capitalism is not great.
Well, those golden parachutes,
when you think of it that way. Well, hey, I put enough of a cloud over this city today. It's a gorgeous day outside, and everybody have fun.
Larry, you have a great day, too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Ken, you went to the 4th Annual 9/11 Walking Event held in downtown Frankfort yesterday. Did you walk with the...
Yes, I did.
Okay, how was that?
It was great.
Nice afternoon, too, like we was talking about, right?
I walked about... I didn't go down to the fire station and come back that way. I just went from the police station down to Veterans Park and did that stuff. But, yeah, so I did all the other thing but that.
Okay, very good. Well... good weather for it, for sure.
Yeah,
now there's a couple things that we've since you've been covering news frantically since forever. There's a couple things that we don't have on Clinton County Daily News yet, right?
Yeah, there are at least a couple
that we wanted to maybe talk about this morning a little bit, right? You was telling me there's some stuff.
The county council meeting, I have not had a chance to put it on yet, but they did agree to go ahead and help. The town of Kirkland had their city officials, or town officials, I should say, and their Main Street Corporation is over because they wanted to try. They're trying to improve the overall complex of Kirkland,
mm-hmm.
and the county council wanted to, they agreed to help them match so they get a state grant. It's a 10% match of $600,000, so $60,000 they agreed to yesterday.
Okay,
to help Kirkland and their Main Street help improve and keep building on what they've done over there, and
they've already got a great start.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And it was interesting to watch that yesterday. So that's going to happen, and it got approved yesterday. And also that should help, as Alan Dunn said, and if you've heard the soundbite this morning on the news, the fact that it's good, it's something that they're doing for the eastern side of the county, which, as Alan said, very honestly, we don't do very much for the eastern side of the county because we're all worried about going out to 28.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, out to 65, I should say.
Right.
And so it should be interesting to see how that pans out. And a lot of this is going to happen in about 2 years. So.
Okay, very good. That's exciting.
You know, and also the Frankfort School District met last night. There's going to be changes, and we've already talked about this a little bit. There's going to be changes the way the money gets moved around. Mm-hmm. They're going down to three funds, basically, starting January 1st. So that's something, you know, they had a program that Troy Bacon had doing all of his RSOs were, you know, out there. His resource, you know, officers were out there last night. And I should say SROs, I'm sorry. And, you know, so that was kind of fun last night. And had a little talk about Kevin Evans's Lifting the Libraries program to that last night. And,
yeah, he was telling me about that last week ago when he was mm-hmm. on. I love that idea.
Yeah, and Don DeWeese and I were talking about that, and I'll get that stuff done here eventually. The one thing I think needs to be brought out here in all the meetings I've been at, and I've only been at about five or six so far this week, But every one of them, you know, between the county council, city council, and the commissioners I've talked to off and on, something, you know, that's going to come out of all this stuff with the Humane Society, and it's going to be around for at least two more weeks. So just get used to it. It's going to be here till at least the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
501c3s, I have this feeling, is going to go under a huge microscope, and if they're not careful, they're going to be in some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What the officials I've talked to, city-wise, county-wise, have all admitted they've been a little lax in making sure things get done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will change after all this situation with the Humane Society.
Right. This kind of put a spotlight on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I'm going to just say, I'm just going to tell all you 501c3s now, if you're asking for a good chunk of money, get prepared to get under the microscope, because you haven't been there yet. I guarantee you it's going to happen.
Good. Well, if they've got everything in order, then
that's right.
All will be fine, right?
But I have the feeling that most don't.
Ooh. that could get interesting.
And that's not to put a disparaging light on 501c3s. It's
right.
Not meant to do that.
Right.
I'm just saying, you guys better have your houses in order, because if you don't, you're going to have some issues. It's going to happen, so just get used to it.
As it should.
Yeah, it should. I agree.
That's a full-time accountability piece there.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting on the 24th when the city council discusses the Humane Society's funding thing. You know, they're going to nobody's given them any funds until, which they shouldn't. They shouldn't have any funds until this audit gets done.
Mm-hmm.
As Joshua had said Friday when he was on the show here, he doesn't expect any, you know, landmines or whatever. And I agree. I don't really expect anything either. However, you never really know.
Mm-hmm.
But what this has done, this has opened up the eyes of not only the people who give out the money, but it has opened up all the other all these people who are intertwined with other groups and other agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this could affect some other agencies that nobody is even thinking about yet.
That trickle-down effect.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this is where I think this whole thing is going to become a huge problem that a lot of people haven't even thought of yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's, I'm not going to get into any specific details right now, but you and I have had some discussions off air,
mm-hmm,
about some of the things where I think this is going to go. And I'm not going to be shocked if it doesn't happen. I kind of hope it doesn't, but then again, I'm ready for it because I really think it will happen.
Well, you've got to have the accountability.
You do. You really do.
You know, so if there's people hiding from an audit or something, that should tell you something too, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be. And, you know, we heard from, I've got to mention, you know, the lady's name, Stephanie Crum, was at the city council meeting Monday. She's at the county council meeting yesterday morning. She did the same speech both times.
Mm-hmm.
And she flat out just basically said that, you know, Humane Society has got problems and their board needs to be gone.
Yeah.
And she had a very, very good speech, you know, both times. It was the same speech, of course. But, I mean, everybody was impressed, you know, both just the way she handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no jumping up and down, no screaming, no hollering. She did an excellent job presenting what she said, I'm just doing, it's my own audit.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I've learned a whole lot of things about a whole lot of different things. And it was a very, very good presentation, and one a lot of people should have heard and need to, you know, find out about.
Okay, very good. Well, maybe we can get her on the show or something sometime.
Maybe she
can call us up and we'll see. Okay.
She and I talked a little bit, so.
Still developing.
Huh? Yeah, still developing is right.
We got about 8 minutes left in the first portion of the program. I'll be talking with
Richard Ruling.
Richard Ruling coming up here, and we're going to talk the president crazy to predict Jerusalem's destruction? So
yeah, and also you may be able to talk, because he and I talked, he probably talked a little bit about 9/11 too.
All right, very good. What would he talk about 9/11 about?
Just some things that took place that doesn't quite mesh. Let's just go that route.
Okay, I'll ask him about it.
Okay.
So we got the 29th annual WILO Senior Fair on Wednesday, September 26th from 9 to 2 in the beautiful Community Life Center, and it is beautiful, behind the First Church of the Nazarene. That's at 2056 East Wabash Street in Frankfort, across from Frankfort Senior High School. Now, all seniors age 50 plus are invited to attend. Free admission, door prizes and fun, free breakfast, free lunch, free health screenings. Do you see the theme here? Free.
Yeah.
Happy days with the Fonzie is this year's theme.
Are you dressing up as the Fonz?
I'm not. I was thinking about it. But I just, like I said a couple weeks ago here on Party Line, we're so busy that day. It's like, I don't want to be dressed up in costume when I'm trying to set up tables or, get some plugs or set up the lattice or, I get dirty that day. It's very dirty work.
It is.
Some of these props set around for a year. We use them once a year.
I usually wind up in, shirt and tie and just like in coat. So,
yeah. Well, anyway, we'll have fun. It's well worth it.
Yeah, it is.
On Stage Entertainment, sponsored by Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. Also, a couple more sponsors helping us out: Encompass Credit Union, Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans, Beehive Memory Care, Kokomo Health Center, Goodwin Funeral Home, and Archer Weston Funeral Home and Crematory. So, gosh, it's right around the corner.
Two weeks from today.
That puts it in perspective for sure, Ken. Wow.
And a couple of people were in the group walking with me yesterday. We're talking. You going to join us for Grandma's cook-off? I said, "Yeah, I'll be there."
Mark, you went last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been a judge now for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh yeah, you were the judge. Yeah,
I'm going to be one again. So
very good.
No bribing allowed.
Well, I tell you what, I love me some chili.
It usually is there, but I stick with the main dishes usually. So.
Oh, okay. That doesn't surprise me about you.
Well, yeah, the first year I did this, there were 42 entries in the thing, and I was doing the desserts. There were 21 desserts.
Wow. And you got to taste each one of them, right?
Yeah. Shan Sheridan, Keith Smith, and myself. Shan said, when he got home, his wife had a pecan pie. He said, I love pecan pies, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anything like that either after all.
Yeah, probably by about the 10th or 12th bite.
You just go like, oh my gosh, this can't be what's going on.
It's like an eating contest or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But it's always fun. It's really for a good deal. So.
And I love the concept behind it too.
Yeah.
So have you seen Alex Trebek is bringing a new look to the 35th season of Jeopardy?
I don't really care about Alex Trebek personally. I know what he's doing.
Yeah, I like Jeopardy. The game show host stunned viewers when he came out rocking a beard on Monday, saying things got out of hand while he stopped shaving during his summer vacation. The normally clean-shaven host has done something similar in the past when he brought back his famed mustache for the 30th anniversary of the show after having no facial hair for the previous 13 seasons. I gotta admit, I saw this last night on Facebook, a picture of him, and I don't like it.
I just don't, here again, I just don't have time to go sit and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah, well.
And I got other things I'd much rather be doing than watching Jeopardy.
I think Jeopardy comes on at 7:30, and I'm usually watching reruns of MASH at 7:30. So.
I am usually thinking about going to bed about that time.
Although, one time, quick story, I was in the final 250 for Indiana to be on Jeopardy. I took the tests about 15 years ago and started out with 5,000 people, and I got down to the final 250 before they cut me.
I could say what happened.
I like some Jeopardy. I don't know. There was so much. I only know so much about science and physics. That was my downside there.
Yeah.
So ice cream and chocolate lovers rejoice because it's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. This made me think of Milky Way Monday here on WILO.
But you got to realize one thing. Wendy's right now, I'm not trying to promote Wendy's, but their Frosties are only 50 cents right now.
Really? For how long?
For at least a while.
Wow. We can afford that tomorrow when we get paid.
Tomorrow, no, we're not getting paid tomorrow.
Oh, Friday when we get paid.
Yeah, well,
I might be able to squeeze out 50 cents.
I don't know if I can splurge between now Friday or not.
I might have 50 cents in the car. We may have to go over to Wendy's today and get us one of those.
Yeah.
So anyway, milkshakes first introduced in the late 1800s and were originally alcoholic eggnog-type beverages. They turned into non-alcoholic treats in 1900, but they did not include ice cream until 1920. Of course, the three most popular flavors are chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
I can't even imagine what an alcoholic milkshake would taste like.
I don't know.
I don't think I even want to think about it.
No, I don't think so either. leave you with this here. A new study says protection from flu vaccine starts to fade after just a few weeks. What a crock.
Well, that's why I don't do them.
Yeah, I don't know. I know people who take the flu shot, people who don't. But it seems like about every person I've talked to who takes the flu shot will still get the flu at some point that winter.
Because all they're doing is injecting you with the germs that you get that's got the flu. So
yeah.
That's all they're doing, people.
And I understand the thought behind that, but I don't know. But researchers in California found the risk of coming down with the flu goes up about 16% every 28 days after getting a flu shot. That means someone who gets a flu shot at the beginning of September could be less protected when the height of flu season hits.
Which usually is about November to February.
Yep, you're right. Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right, thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. We'll come back with Richard in a few moments. Want to thank them sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back in a moment.
We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WI.